This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com, and we're speaking with Laura Schmidt, who is a property manager for Equity One. She is based in Massachusetts and has had over 20 years of experience as a property manager. Laura, if you'd first off, welcome, and thank you for consenting to the interview.
Thank you very much.
Laura, if you'd be so kind, tell our listeners what it is you would really like to see in a property and how you would evaluate a property. Let's say that a contractor comes to you, would like your business, and you go inspect some of the properties that they do currently and try to evaluate the kind of work that they would do and then translate that to what you want to see on your property, of course, out of a sweeping contractor to be comfortable that that's who you want to have.
I think that you can go to a property and there are a few signs that are very telling as to whether or not the sweepers are doing a thorough job. If I go to a property in May and there's still sand from the winter on the property, then I'm not going to be greatly impressed. If I go to a property and there is trash and leaves and cobwebs in the corners along the curb, then I don't think that they are performing their job up to the level that I would expect. Perhaps they don't have the equipment or maybe their attention to detail isn't what I'm looking for. Again, when I'm looking for a contractor, taking a look at their equipment is huge, that they're maintaining it, that they don't have 400-year-old brushes on their sweepers. And, you know, if I go to their property, you can tell if trash has been sitting there for quite a while or, you know, if there's new white trash there. So if I see, you know, cups that are kind of ground into the ground and have been sitting there for a while, then I don't feel like whomever is sweeping is really taking a lot of pride in their work, and I would like the sweeping company I use to be my partner. I want the property to look good for me, for my tenants, and I want a contractor who takes pride in what they do and can say, listen, we do this property over here, go and take a look at it, and I want them to take pride in it and ownership of it.
It's important to you, I know, to be contacted about anything that needs to be done on your property as well. Is that part of what you enter into the equation?
Absolutely. If there are broken curbs that are out in the road or, you know, have gotten pushed up by the snowplow or run over by an 18-wheeler, that also creates an insurance liability, a tripping hazard for me. And it's important to me that if the sweeping company notices something like that, they call me and say, we noticed this, and even better, we noticed this and we removed some, but we wanted to let you know, here's a digital photo, you need to have the curbing in this area replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And being a property manager, you're not at the property every day, but the sweepers are normally there 6 days a week. So having them take the initiative and be your eyes and ears when you're not there is terrific, and especially because they're usually there when there's no cars in the lots, so they can see potholes that you might not have seen because vehicles were parked over them, or other issues that you may not have noticed because the lot was full. So that communication is really imperative.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that it's important to have track of when the sweepers are in there, or do you have a comfort level when you have the right contractor that they're going to be there? In other words, GPS is something that's widely available now. Is that something that you look for, that you want your contractor to have, or does that much matter?
You know, if I were having a problem with the contractor, I think that would be important to me. Knowing that the contractor has that option available to me, should it become necessary, would be valuable to me.
Especially in trip and fall, slip and fall instances where you may need to show when a contractor was there conclusively. I know that's come up nationally a number of times when it's been very helpful to have GPS information.
Absolutely. So if someone has the ability to provide that, that would make them more attractive to me as a contractor. And like I say, hopefully we wouldn't need to use that service, but it's nice to know that somebody has enough confidence in their company that they're willing to provide that service and go that extra step.
One of the things I'll put on the tape, and that's all wonderful information. I'll add this in because recently I was given it by one of our large sweeping contractors in the country, and he talked about one of the things that they do as a supervisor going out to check on the how well their guys are doing a lot. And he said he looks around and if he sees any pieces of paper, he'll go and look. Of course, a piece of paper could have blown in, any time. But he'll look and see if he can find any receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And if he finds a receipt that's dated even a couple days ago, that shouldn't be on the lot.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for your interview, Laura, and taking time to talk to the World Sweeper contractor so we can all be better and do a better job for you, the property manager.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.